All right, guys. So it's been a long time. I'm going to say probably at least a month. Excuse me, had to open a beer. Probably more than a month. I don't know exactly. I had to look back on the date of when the last time is. As a matter of fact, before I even do that, I want to actually be exact on this before I even start on anything that I do. Okay, November the 9th, which was on a Sunday? No, I don't know. But it said November 9th on the episode, which is my exact last episode that I actually recorded since I've done an episode. And I know I said since then, I said I was going to do a show. I was going to start doing shows on a regular. I was going to start doing shows on a normal Hombowski's. And I know that's probably a new word. As a matter of fact, if you a person that looks at YouTube, watch my man Tyree Spivey. He's an awesome guy to look at. If you want to be entertained by anything that's other than TV, go right ahead. But November the 4th was my actual date that I've actually did my last recording. And I was going to actually, stop doing recordings. I mean, I was going to start doing recordings, but this is not an excuse for anything, and I don't want people to feel sorry for me, what I'm about to say. But, I'm going to get into a little bit of things. Like I said, Christmas comes in, everything with my father that happened. I got a little bit of insurance money. So, the Christmas shopping came into play and everything. You just want to try to get your kids happy. It's just the holiday season, right? And everything was going to be like normal. And everything was going to get back into play because, like I said before, hold on, I can't find it. Crap. But I was going to get back into everything because my father had, deceased from this earth on the 10th of, October. I mean, not the 10th of October, the 6th of October, right? So I had all of that going on. Let me try to find it before I even, I want to try to find everything real quick. Before I even, say anything real quick. Yeah, so I was going to, I was going to get right back in the thick of things. I said, okay, maybe by the end of, let me wait till a little after, not Halloween. Let me wait a little bit after Thanksgiving. I could get back into the thick of things because the football games would get really good at that time. I think I did like week 9 of, week 9 of predictions. That was my last episode I've done. I was just recording. Like, it was like after my father's death, I think I did like a little, thing. And then it was like everything was kind of falling into place for me. And I said, okay, right after Thanksgiving, I could get right into everything. So I'm going to start it off with this, okay? Because I want everybody to understand with everything that has been going on with me. And this is not I'm going to stop doing the show. If you actually listen to this show, because I know I'm going to say it out for the record right now. I don't have a lot of listeners like that. And I'm trying to build an audience. And I don't want to say this is the wrong time to try to build an audience, because who knows how you can call life. Right? Who knows how you can call life at any moment on this earth? You can't call it. October the 6th, 2021, I lost my father. Sad. It was definitely humbling for me. Because I looked at this man like he was Superman. I looked at this man like he was invincible. And people can say, really? Yeah, if you still had your father in your life and he fathered you and taught you everything that you knew how to be a man, you would still look at this guy, even if you're 33 years old, and you would still say, you're still Superman, dog, because I still look at you as that guy. Like, you've taught me everything I know how to be a man. I don't hit a woman. You told me not to beat women and all, and you know, you just taught me how to be a man. You taught me how to be the man that I am today. And I feel like I would hope that I've lived up to every expectation that he wanted me to live up to from the time he's been on this earth and from the time that he's looking down on me right now. Let's fast forward. November 29th, 2021, I lost my mother. I can't tell you, people. Before I get into it, October the 6th, I lost John Henry Stern Sr. November 29th, I lost Sylvia Denise Stern. I can't tell you, folks, how really humbling. It's already a humbling effect when you're a man and you lose your father. Like, it's weird because it's like when October the 6th happened and my sister called me and she was like, Daddy won't answer his phone. And I said, don't worry, sis, he's fine. You know, usually my father, he's the type of cat, he leaves his phone in the house. He's the type of cat that lived in the old school. He don't necessarily need a phone to go nowhere. I figured he went to the store or something the whole time. Didn't wake up out of sleep. November 29th. More humbling came into me having my spirit broken pieces. I really don't know what I was expecting to do with this episode coming in, to be honest with you. I was dreading to do an episode since this happened. You know, funerals is gone, it's done. You know, funerals, you know, I met up with about a lot of family members I haven't seen in a long time, which is sad because, like I said before, it's sad when you gotta meet family on, hold on, on a bad circumstances, right? Like, it's sad to do when you have to really meet family members on, you know, a situation where it's like, well, this person passed away. Let the family come together. And I may be guilty of this too. And like I said, I know if I'm definitely guilty of it, I'll definitely take it. And I'll be like, listen, I've seen a lot of family members for the past few weeks, especially the past few weeks. And I cried like a baby, especially when I hugged a lot of them. And I was just like, and it was just more the mere fact that I haven't seen him in a long time, more the mere fact that it was because of the circumstance that it is, because of the impact that my mother put upon the entire family. Not saying my father didn't. But, you know, it's just, I guess it's just more surreal to me now because the two people that pretty much created the guy that is talking on this microphone here today are not here. And my life, as I know it, I look at it a little bit more differently. Even though I know I have three kids, even though I know I have a fiance that I just pretty much, I've always had my fiance, I pretty much gave her like a new ring because I'm so proud of this ring that I gave her. I still look at life a little bit more differently now than ever because it's like, before everything, it was just like, I had mommy and daddy. That's how I looked at it. Because even through me and her ups and downs, I would always call. Those were the first two numbers I would call. Even the first number would be my father. Because I would have to get that guy perspective. But then I would have to definitely get that female perspective. And that female perspective would have to be like real, which I know my mother would not hold back. She would tell me if I'm wrong. November 29th crushed a whole spirit in me. Because I'm a mama's boy, people. I'm definitely a mama's boy. I don't. I definitely wanted to do this show without the waterworks, which right now I'm not doing, because I've done a lot of waterworks for the past few weeks, and it's like the waterworks have been like weird too. It's been like weird more than usual deaths in the family. Like I've had, you know, cousin left, grandparents left. You know, I've had this and that go. I had close friends, you know, closest family members to them go. But this one is different, I guess, because of the simple fact of the two people that is more responsible more than anything in life, besides probably my sister, because she's the only immediate family person I have left responsible for me growing up, that's responsible for yours truly right here to be on this earth, are not here. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow. And the only other person that can really understand what I'm going through is my sister. It's hard to digest this whole situation, folks. And, you know, you guys, if anybody listen to this show, and I say it's like with like, you know, hopefully somebody listens to this show. Hopefully after today, somebody still listens to it, because I have not done a show in so long. People are like, what the fuck? Okay, fuck this guy. You know, and I can understand it. I have not put a show out. I have not let nobody in on anything, but, you know, I'm trying to be a open book right now. You know, hopefully somebody listens to this episode when I put it up. It is such a tough pill to swallow when your parents leave this earth, folks. Like, especially when you're so close. Like, with my father, and I didn't really shed a lot of light on this, me and him have not been the closest of closest when I was probably, like, in high school. Hold that thought real quick. Let me get a little bit of beer in me. Me and him haven't really been the closest guys, the closest cats to really be a, get along with at the time. Because at that time, he was still, I'll say at this time, this is probably like 2002, 2003-ish, right? And I was just about to get out of middle school, go into high school. But him and my mother had like just got divorced probably like 2 years before that. They separated in 1998. They finalized the divorce in, I think, like 2001. Some type of stuff like that. So at that time, I'm like a guy that's about to go to high school in 2003. And you got to understand the world that we lived in that time. Like, we're fresh off of a lot of stuff. What was it? 9/11, sniper. Trust me, I live in like the Maryland, D.C. area. All this stuff is like, oh, really? Yeah, so it's like vivid to me a little bit, but not my personal life a little bit, because I'm on the outside looking in when it comes to my mother and father. Not saying my mother was like a bad person or my father was a bad person. It's just that me having my own relationship now, you kind of looking at it like, it's like you get a little older as a man, you talk to your father a little more, you kind of understand this is how life kind of takes you and you got to kind of roll with the punches. He just experience a little bit more turmoil more, and it's like, for him, it's like, let me try to school you on some things so that way you don't make the same mistakes that I've made. So, you know, me looking at him back then, it was more like, you kind of ruined your family for, you know, you got, you know, and I was kind of looking at it like that, and when I kind of seen him, I kind of not trying to say nothing to him and all this other stuff, but like I said, as you get older, you get with a female and you have a kid and you kind of go through that stuff early. You kind of glad you go through that kind of stuff a little early so your father can school you, because he's been through the stuff, I don't want to say early, but a little later on in a relationship in his life where he done some mistakes where he like, don't make the same mistakes I made. At least if you make the mistakes, make them early. And the mistakes that he made early, I mean, he made late, I kind of made early, so I could kind of recollect on everything and save my own relationship And I could be like, okay, let me move forward because I don't want to lose this. This is my life. I need to take care of it. Let me grab hold of it, move on. I thank him for that because he, in my later years, and I'll say definitely when I first had my first son, 2008 on up, it's been pure me and him just got way closer than everything, you know, because even at that time, I wasn't really necessarily, I was into football. I was more into the mere fact of I'm outside playing with my friends, throwing the football around, and we just playing a little bit of, what would we call it? I don't know what everybody call it in, everywhere else they play, but I'm here in Maryland or, you know, Baltimore, between Baltimore and D.C., Baltimore, they definitely call it three fly. So it's like you throw the football up. If you catch it three times, then you could be the quarterback, throw it to three other people that's on the other side. You call it three fly. If you catch it three times, you know, you kind of switch it around, you know. It's kind of like that, you know. But we call it three fly. I think everybody else call it that too. But we call it three fly. Still kind of was into the mere effect of football, but I actually didn't watch the game of football. But you're in Baltimore, so, you know, certain things you know about football. Like, if you're in Baltimore, you don't have to necessarily know what actual, oh, okay, you know a football team's like, you know, Green Bay Packers, you know, like teams like that. But you always knew of, like, a guy named Ray Lewis at the time that I was, like, a growing up kid. So Ray Lewis was, like, a god in Baltimore. Still is. Still a god in Baltimore. And my father's school would be on a lot of football at the time, but I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch football. And then, you know, because I remember watching the Super Bowl when the Ravens first won their first Super Bowl, my father called me. But I was just like, hey, you know, I didn't watch it because it was the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was just everything. Everybody watched Super Bowl. But it's like, okay, if you're a football fan, you just watch anything about football. Now I watch everything about football now. I watch fucking a little bit of high school football now. I watch all college. I watch all, you know, damn NFL. Like, it don't matter. Even if the Ravens don't play on a bye week, like, if they're on their bye week, I still pick out a team. Like, this is a team that I need to watch. You know, I just watch team. Like, I watch all college now because of my father. Because my father schooled me on everything. And now I'm to the point where I'm like, you know, and it's not even just the football talk. It's just we've just grown a lot in years. Even with the fact that I had my kids and he just schooled me on how to raise my kids and how they need to be a man and how they, you know, he's been in the Marines, so there's certain ways that he teach me, but I still would teach him. He had to learn from me as well. I still would learn from him. Because he still had an old school mentality, whereas I still had the new school mentality. Whereas old school mentality was more like, pull about with their ass. And I'm more like, nah, but sometimes you got to get to the point where you still got to talk to your kids, because I got a 13-year-old son. And I don't want to always necessarily think that he thinks that I'm going to have to pull out the belt all the time. But I can understand where my father is coming from. And the fact that he's not here no more is humbling. Fast forward a few weeks later, my mother's gone. And the time that my father and my mother had divorced, around the time that they was going through their spats and stuff, you know, back and forth a little bit. It was a bad, like, normal divorces. It was just like, I just want to be done with this so we can just, you know, move on. Because at the end of the day, the divorce was so weird. And I'm going to let you know how weird the divorce was. They divorced, but even when my mother's parents have, like, cookouts and everything, my father was still living in the neighborhood. He would still come to the cookouts, and my mother and father would still be cordial with each other and get drunk and still have fun with each other. So it'd be like, are you guys still divorced? You know, you kind of look at it like, really? And like, my cousins would even ask me, is that divorced? I'm like, I don't know. My friend would even ask me, is they divorced? I don't know. My mother would kind of turn into daddy just a little bit, because my father would kind of, which I get, he kind of fell off the rails. That's it. And I don't want nobody to get this misconstrued. He did not turn into a deadbeat. He was still daddy. But my mother would just, she kind of, you could tell she understood that my father was going to go through a little turmoil because of how things were going, because my father kind of felt like they were going to just be together forever, but my mother knew, okay, he was going to kind of fall off, but he would be back to be father, be daddy. He was not going to come back to play daddy. He was going to be daddy. But, you know, she put the reins on me more to, you're getting through school. You're not failing any other grades, because I failed sixth grade, and she put the reins on me and said, fuck this. You know, it's humbling. Definitely more humbling when your mother dies, especially when you're a mama's boy, because I was definitely a mama's boy. As much as I know I was supposed to be a daddy's boy, and my daddy taught me everything I knew how to be a man, I was still a mama's boy because that's what it was. She spoiled me. I tried to take out for her, try to be that guy. Even when after my father passed away, when her and my father broke up, divorced, I did not allow my mother to date anybody else. I hated every guy that she dated. And I'm not even being funny. Like, it was one guy I remember vividly. When I came home from school, he was standing in the living room. He was just like, did you do your homework? And I was looking at him like, who the fuck are you? Like, dude, like, you don't realize I will kick you in a nutsack and not give a fuck, because I don't know who the fuck you are. You're not my daddy. And she knew it. That's why she really never dated, because of me. And I hate that I kind of did that to her, but it was more like these guys, like, that you're picking, like, certain guys that you pick can be cool, but they're not my daddy. I kind of felt like I knew what I was going to say, and I don't know what the hell to really say. I'm not trying to use a lot of curse words and everything, because everything in my mouth, in my head right now was like a four-letter word. I want to say F you and F you and F this and F that so bad, but it's like, when I lost my mother, that was probably the first time I think I ever questioned God, folks. Really, that was the first time I think I ever questioned God. Really. With my father, he was more reserved guy. If you want to be, my mother is so many words that you can explain them. Because I don't want to make the show longer than what it is, because I only got probably 6 more minutes left. So let me hear him explain to you how my father was. He was more reserved. He was more like a guy that's like, okay, I can say to myself, well, my mother, she was more the outgoing, like my sister said, and the fertile, vibrant. You had fun with her. She was the type of person on a New Year's Eve, if you didn't have nothing planned by 3 o'clock that day, you know, I ask her. Even at 3 or 4 o'clock in the day. But what we doing on New Year's Eve? Shit, I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do. And then my cousin will go to probably to the mall or something. I remember one time I asked her that day, I said, this is years ago. This is probably 2009, 2010. I'll say 2010. We'll just go along with that. And I asked her, I said, Bob, what are we going to do? This is probably 3:30, 4 o'clock, going to 4 o'clock. And she said, I don't know. So my cousin left. I said, okay. He said, you want to go to Run the Mills? We go to the bowl. Let's go to the bowl. We go to the bowl. Comes back. We go to the store called Spencer's, and I see the bed bug. I said, it's a double, tube. Beer bog. I said, let's just buy this, just see what the fuck is all about. We was just gonna get a couple of beers anyway, just to try it. We weren't even that, you know. Little did we know, we come back, she got shit already in the living room laid out. She got like 2 cases of beer. She fried chicken. She about to do some black eyed peas, because black eyed peas is for good luck in her book, for luck. You know, it's good luck in her book, you know. And she got people who's about to come over, so they about to buy more food and drinks. And I'm asking her, it's about to be like, it's like almost 7 o'clock. I said, I thought you said you ain't had enough of a plan. She said, yeah, well, I called around. So, you know, I figured you and him was going out to get something. So I just said, let me just call some people. You called like a boatload of people. Some people came over around about like 8 o'clock that night, started drinking. We're drinking before 12 o'clock. So by the time you even count down to the ball, we're already pissy drunk. We already done drunk out the beer bong and everything. The only thing you can do more at 12 is what? Drink even more. That was my mother. Or the year after, she told me and my cousin, yeah, take a knife, poke a hole at the bottom of your beer cans, and let's just drink the damn beer like that. Little did we know she wasn't going to drink it like that. It was just going to be me and my cousin. You know, she would just find ways for us to have fun more than her. And she would just laugh. Even though she was still having fun, she would still do it to a certain extent, but not as much as us. She was so live. I remember one time I was drinking to myself. I was just in the house. I was playing Madden. This is probably like a few years ago, not even long ago. I'll say this is bad. I was playing Madden 18. And I was drinking I went to the store. You know, you go to the liquor store, you get shots of tequila for like $1.99. And I had got like 8 of them. She came to the house and she was just like, she stayed the night. She's like, what you got? I said, I got some tequila shots. So can I get 2 of them? Yep, go ahead. She was drunk out of mine and the 2 tequila shots. I had the gold. It's funny. She like, she throwing up everything. She, what did you give me? I said, man, I only gave you 2 tequila shots. She, oh my God, don't give me that shit again. And she was throwing her ass up. She was a Hennessy drinker. She was never really a tequila person. Me neither, but between her and my father, you learn how to drink. You know, because she was the Hennessy drinker, he was the Jack Daniels drinker because he was in the dang old military and the Marines. So you kind of learn how to drink the tricks of all trades. The only thing that they, you know, what I just told you, we don't fucking really fuck with is the light drinks. Vodka. Vodka is not nobody's thing, but, you know. And I'm not trying to get on here and say, oh, promote drinking, but this is what the hell it is, you know. I just wanted to get on here today and tell everybody, you know, this is what's been going on with me. And I'm going to try to get this show back up to where I need it to be. Because I know I can't just stop the show because I have to still live this life to the day that I go. Which I really hope that it's no time soon, and I'm going to make sure it's going to be no time soon because my New Year's resolution is to get back to being healthy because I know right now I'm not in a healthy position, but I want to be as healthy as I can be because I kind of started that trend a little bit. But and I'm not saying, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, so what are you saying? This is why they passed. No, nobody doesn't really, you know, it's all I can say is it was natural causes and definitely one was a heart attack. I don't really put out, you know, not going to put out personal stuff because the best thing I can say right now is that both of them passed in a natural way because I'm glad I don't have to come on here and say other things of how they passed. You know, like house fire, murder, manslaughter, none of that stuff. None of that stupid shit. I can just come over here and say the normal. Natural causes. 58, my mother, 59, my father. Birthdays was coming up in January and March. My father January, my mother's March. I will probably do specials on those shows and give them both their personal, you know. But I'm about to be run out of time. I just want to let everybody know that I'm still going to be getting on to this show. I will probably start a new show starting after day one of WWE's day one pay-per-view. I don't know how I said that. I think I said one because I was kind of like a little slurred a little bit. But after WWE day one, because I will get into football. I might get into a little bit of football tomorrow, but we'll see. But other than that, folks, I'm out. Everybody take care. I love you. And if anybody listen to the show, thank you. But I'm out.